It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Banguela, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on air.
Our question for today, Pastor, is what are the appropriate ways for us to manage the relationship between politics and faith?
That's a big one. That's a difficult one, I must confess. But let me give you as I see it. Right. I think the appropriateness of ways of managing the relationship between politics and faith is informed by our understanding of the Christian faith, its tenets, and what is expected of us as Christians. So firstly, I kick it off by saying we need to be clear on our identity. Who are we? And fortunately, the Bible tells us that from 1 John 3, verse 1, that we are God's children. So if you are clear on our identity, that clearness, that clarity will help us to find appropriate ways of dealing with politics as a people of faith. The second thing is we should be very clear in our primary citizenship. Philippians 3, verse 21 says that our citizenship is in heaven. So if we are clear about our citizenship, that is going to inform how we relate faith and politics. You know, for us, what are we looking forward to? I think that's a fundamental question to answer as we try and delve in politics as Christians. So I said, number one, our identity must be very clear. I am a child of God, and I'm very important in the eyes of God, and God expects me to further the His business here on earth. Number two, I have to be clear on my citizenship, which, according to Paul in Philippians, is in heaven. So whatever I do, even in trying to manage politics and faith, whatever I do, I should do it to the glory of God. If it falls short of that, it may be deemed inappropriate. Right. As I go further, we also need to make a deliberate choice between the kingdom of God and the nation. We are subjects of the kingdom of God, and that is primary and fundamental in our lives. So we need to make a choice between the kingdom of God and the nation. So as we deal with politics, which kingdom are we vying for? So if we are for the kingdom of God, then whatever we do here on earth, even in the political space, must be informed by the tenets of the kingdom of God. And the other thing is that as a child of God, we should seek the good of the city. We should seek the good of the places that we find ourselves in. So that also will help us. I'm not going to give you the hows. How do you do it? Because I guess contexts are different. But I think if I can just look at the principles, are going to inform how we do it, even in our different contexts. So the hows precisely I'm not going to give you. So I said we need to seek the good of the city. So as a politician, what is motivating you to do what you are doing? Is it for your own personal benefit or you are seeking the good of the city. And we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We are ambassadors of Christ. So we need also to be clear on what we should choose. Are we going to choose a Christian witness as an ambassador? Because our citizen is in heaven and we are ambassadors. So whilst we are here on earth, we should really choose to further the tenets of the city where our citizenship is, and we are here in the capacities of ambassadors. So we need to, as we delve into politics, we need also to make it clear that we should choose Christian witness over political power. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you, Mfundis. If we were in a different environment, I'd be asking, what exactly does that mean when you're saying we are ambassadors and the practicality of that? But that's a conversation for another platform, perhaps for another time slot. But right now, thank you very much for your time, Funisi. Looking forward to your conversation with us tomorrow.
Thank you so much. God bless.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.